With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Houston police say a woman in a trench coat entered the megachurch Lakewood Church in Houston. They started shooting with a rifle and was killed by two off-duty officers who were working security. Authorities say a 5-year-old child with the woman was critically wounded during the gunfire. They also say a 57-year-old man nearby was wounded. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin back in the hospital, this time with a bladder issue. The Pentagon says Austin was transported to Walter Reed Sunday afternoon. Reports indicate the White House has been informed. The Pentagon says Austin traveled to the hospital with the unclassified and classified communication systems needed to perform his job. Super Bowl 58, it was the Kansas City Chiefs once again beating the 49ers once again. 25-22, the final score in overtime. President Biden's advanced age and memory loss back in the spotlight, according to White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Last week began with the president mixing up the names of two world leaders. At separate campaign fundraisers, he recalled a 2021 conversation with G7 leaders, but named leaders who had died years earlier. Then on Friday, the special counsel's bombshell report on classified documents described the 81-year-old Joe Biden's memory as hazy, fuzzy, and having significant limitations. At a press conference, the president insisted his memory is fine, but soon mixed up the names of the Mexican and Egyptian presidents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Egypt claims it will pull out of the nearly 50-year-old Camp David Accords if Israel doesn't stop attacking Hamas terrorists in the city around Rafah.
Egypt is threatening to stop its peace treaty with Israel and says that a ground operation in Rafah could force the closure of its crossing, cutting off one of the only avenues for delivering essential supplies.
That is Rika Ann Garcia reporting. This is SRN News. A warning about the World Health Organization.
That body is trying to get governments around the globe to sign its pandemic treaty, but Republican members of Congress say the U.S. should not do so. They warn that the treaty would give the WHO broad powers in any so-called health emergency, including anything the organization deems to be a, quote, threat to essential health care, which would include abortion. A growing number of pro-life and freedom groups are lining up against the treaty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first Roman emperor to embrace Christianity and become its champion now has a reconstructed statue benefiting his larger-than-life role in history. Authorities in Rome have unveiled a replica of the statue that Constantine commissioned for himself around 312 AD. It stands over 42 feet in height and was modeled using 3D scans and 9 of the marble body parts that remain from the original. This is SRN News. J.P. Morgan Chase plans to open at least 500 new branches in the next 3 years.
It will reverse a decade-long industry trend where banks like J.P. Morgan and Bank of America have closed branches as fewer Americans need to cash a paycheck or pull money out of an ATM. The new branches will be primarily located in cities such as Boston, Charlotte, Washington, D.C., as well as Philadelphia and Minneapolis. These are markets that Chase has expanded into in recent years and are cities that are noticeably dominated by other big banks.
Jeremy House reports Chase says the multi-billion dollar expansion will create 3,500 new jobs. Customs and Border Protection says one of its dogs sniffed out something unusual in the traveler's luggage in Boston. Dead monkeys, agents said the passenger returning from a visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo reported the luggage contained dried fish. This is SRN News.